In one of the countless billions of galaxies in the universe lies a medium-sized star, and one of its satellites, a green and insignificant planet, is now dead.
From PR News in Washington, I'm an ideologue. The FBI says that President Bush landed about 100 feet away from his podium. On Wall Street, 28/10/6/25/29. Byron Dorgan says federal judge Joan Lefkoe Brown was a dud. PR's bad.
PR's bad.
PR's PR News, meanwhile, has called for more violence. Police say PR News was gunned down today in Washington.
Hello? 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 I thought I told you never to call me here. This is important. I'm trying to do something of importance. Can't you understand that? Yes, I know you have needs, but I have needs too, and my needs are to broadcast... What is... No, is that... Will you get that away from the phone? I can't even... Why do you call me here? All right, okay, we'll talk about this some other... Yes, I... No, I don't want to say it. I'm a... Oh, all right, I love you. Now, yes. Yeah, puppy biscuit. Right, 2 pounds of butter. Right, I won't forget. And, yes, the simpletons are coming over tomorrow night. Yes, I... All right, okay. Yes, you too. All right, okay, goodbye. Well, that was another typical disgruntled caller disrupting our show.
And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition.
It's...
Bob?
Now,
we're looking deep into the brain of the Bobby now.
Listen to that babble of Bobs in the brain of the Bobby and the
As
tiny
he thinks about his
cranium.
Bob.
Well, I rarely
he pulls
do.
On his Bob and he packs his Bob and he.
Now, come on, let's keep it clean here.
He does little movies of his Bob and yeah.
Oh, those are so cute. You can run them again and again.
It's true.
And we've accepted that free gift of being made righteous, Father. Today, open up the eyes of our understanding. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit fill this room and flow through this tape, this CD, this cassette tape, this book. Oh God, talk to us today. Help us understand how much you are for us. You said you came that we might have life and have it. Have a life. Have a life worth living. A wonderful, faith-filled, happy, healthy, joyous, successful, prosperous life. And just as you broke the powers of darkness at Calvary, you spoiled the principalities and powers, and you've come now to divide the spoils of the strong man with those of us that are rising up and being strong in you. Thank you, Father, for this message and this great healing prosperity revival that's sweeping across our land and around the world in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank God.
Praise God.
Are you ready to get into the Word now?
Oh,
the
yes.
Book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, says that if we will put God's words in our mind,
in our heart, and our soul,
our days will be as the days of heaven on earth. Now listen to this.
Plague of frogs, the plague of bugs, the plague of blood, the plague of infinite darkness, the plague of your brinner. The plague of Pharaoh's tiny son, only a tidbit in the malicious mouth of Dobbs.
So we're standing up high on the plateau, looking out over the Indians, thinking to ourselves, what if they take over this great land?
I die now, my son, but someday there will be a man with something in his mouth from which smoke comes, like the fire on the sacred mountain. I am weak, my dear son, but I tell you that this man... will be named.
Yes, this early misinterpretation of prehistory predicted the coming of Marlboro Man as a leader in the future.
What the hell is it with you people?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Management, you, Jesus, John the Baptist, a whole bunch of you. All fired up to throw your lives away.
They did what they had to do.
Hogwash. You think the Lord had to die to make his point? What if when they said, come on down from that cross, old Jesus, just come on down and spit right in their eye? Now, what harm would that have done?
That's about the dumbest thing I ever heard.
No, it ain't. The dumbest thing is dying when you ain't gotta. Dying just because you piss poor at living.
That ain't true.
It is true and you know it. And I'll tell you something else that's true. When it comes to living, dying is the easy part.
Still at war. Still at war. But you bet. Ask others. Might do harm to the American people. But you bet. Makes sense.
Makes sense.
The American people expect us to do that.
Expect us to do that.
But you bet. Still at war.
Still at war.
But you bet. Still at war.
Still at war.
Still at war.
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 Still at war. People expect to do that. Still at war.
Ah, and here we are at Sunday morning in Normaltown, USA, and we're driving down the new concrete freeway.
Dad smoking his pipe while Mom applies her lipstick in the rearview mirror.
Going. Oh, okay.
In the back seat, Junior and Sis take turns French kissing Spots, the family dog.
There's Mr. Wilson emptying the trash into his...
A clean hit, and Mr. Wilson will be in the hospital at least 2.5 years.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Sorry
Goodbye,
about
Mr. Wilson.
Stealing you. Okay. As long as you apologize in the future, everything's okay.
And now we come to Four Corners, the famous traffic intersection in Midvale's downtown.
Hi, Mr. Caller.
In my hometown.
See, he's so happy here.
As Richard Nixon used to say during the Vietnam War, now more than ever. You! You look like you're just the right age to be drafted. Does that even bother you? There was a sign at Jonestown behind Jim Jones's dead body, and it said, "Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it." Which would you rather sacrifice, your hot car or your life? Die for oil, sucker.
Hurry, hurry. Ladies and gentlemen, come to the Subgenius Land Carnival of Grotesques and Oddities for one dime, 10 cents. One thin tenth part of a dollar admits you to the tent of tents. You will see 2-ton Tessie, the ugliest thing on the midway. See her twirl her tassels. Grown men blanch and young boys lose the desire to continue with puberty when this horrific sight of nature is revealed.
Oh, my.
Hey, that's my butt.
Billy, you are not going in there. Come away right now.
I
want to see the six-headed cow.
I want to see the two-headed snake, Aunt Bertha.
Now, boys, you know that it says in the Bible, he who looketh upon the two-headed geek becomes himself a horrible freak.
One of us.
See the...
And so, Aunt Bertha and the children left the fairgrounds, sadder, but perhaps a little wiser, for they understood that Jehovah won in his majesty and put the carnival there in the first place, just to teach them that lesson.
I want to go see the Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
I want to go see Red Mist. I want to go ride on Red Mist.
I want to go see the Brother Justin Seven-Headed Devil.
Search and destroy. Search and destroy. Come on.
I want to go see the Antichrist and Bob.
Candy Apple.
Quiet down or you're not going on any of these damn rides. First, you pull up your pants.
Candy.
You're crying out loud. You look like a shoe baby. Whatever the hell that is.
Salt water taffy.
And tie your shoes, by the way. And
I've got to go kill that devil preacher, Bob.
Stand you'll get plenty of chances to kill lots of things if we go on Red Mist or search and destroy.
No, man, I know why I've been given these powers. I've been given these powers so I could go be the one that kills Bob.
Well, you'll get plenty of chances to try your powers out on these new war rides.
I gotta kill Bob and save the world, man.
Ah, you can kill anybody you want and win a medal for it, or maybe even a Googie Prize.
Really?
Have you ever seen one? They're as big as the sun, and they fit neatly on anyone's chest.
We can go to that recruitment place and join up.
No, that's for later. First, we're going to take a ride on Red Mist. I just step inside the little capsule here. Oh, man, this okay. is authentic.
Well, this
Shut
is
up.
Scary.
Please no, we're just don't going go through on the Red
this
Mist
This is
ride.
The unfriendly neighborhood.
I don't want you to go on the Red Mist
and,
ride.
Insurgency all over the walls. And up here comes a Red Mist. Somebody just exploded an anti-personnel. Oh, that was backwards, wasn't it?
Of course it's backwards. It's all backwards. The planet you live on, the cheese you eat, the factories you smell, and the olfactory feats you perform. Everything in here is controlled. The Red Mist, the search and destroy rockets, the little rides that take the children to teach them about war. For it is what they need to learn. And yourself, why have you enlisted? Oh, carnival today.
Everything has been so backwards and upside down and inside out that I just had to come here to see if I could figure it all out.
Well, there's no chance of that. Everything's going to look pretty much askew as it did before. But if you just put your hand here on the little plangar, and let's see, it's heating up
now.
I
don't know if I should
do this. Oh, you have to do it. It's taking your decoder name, your special eye patch now. Ah, that looks good. You look like a real pirate. You're going to be able to kill lots and lots of people and scare them before they die. Make it feel real good. But remember, if you step on the wrong thing, Red Mist.
I'm really, really nervous.
Well, here's some nerve pills. And here's the nerve gas. No, don't get too flatulent there. Just a little army joke. Yeah, up it up, baby. Yeah,
okay,
I don't
okay,
too
okay,
much
okay, okay, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Feeling
okay.
kind of nervy now, are you? Ready to spank the future? Show them what it is?
That's the first thing I noticed about them was the strange laughter after coming out of the rides. The carnival itself wasn't impressive as far as the facility or fairgrounds or anything, you know. They didn't have much going on, not too many potato cakes or funnel houses or any of those things. There were a lot of important records and documents they were keeping somewhere. Hey, it looked like the ones in Red Mist were having the most fun. That simulated blood all over there.
I like that booth that way they had them Arturans that were that cult that liked to cut each other's legs and arms off so they could follow that one cult guy.
Oh, that is...
That's a crazy cult,
and
man.
One, the John Wilkes booth was my favorite. The one that would
oh,
just
yeah.
Yeah, was pops
that
the
was
prez.
Killer.
Pops the prez. Yeah. And I'd wish they'd stop doing this to me because my nerves are... My nerves are not meant to be part of this.
Arturo.
Yes? What is it?
A hero.
I am not your real hero. I'm more of a figment of your October imagination.
But that's okay, friends, because we're back at church again. The fun ride, the abusement park, we call it.
Yes, yes indeed.
The Dobstown Abusement Park of the Hour of Slack. This episode, number 996, entitled Revenge of the...
Shit. A foul number, 1996. Mm. Yeah,
and we've been listening to, the show started out with the usual chop-ups by Mr. Fernandinande Lemur and a bunch of collage material there by Norel Pref at HeavyConfetti.com. And, of course, we heard Dr. Howell and Puzzling Evidence and those old-timey guys from the old-timey KPFA show, which is still on to this day on KPFA.org. And praise all those many orgs who help us and bring us things like,
Fat suits.
Yeah, fat suits.
The armaments are very important, Stang. As a member of the service club, you should know that these armaments are fully insured and they're very, very safe for even the smallest brat.
And speaking of brats, they're all about to get drafted, aren't they, as I understand it?
Yes, and they're going to have to attend those.
Talk of sending them up into the sky to pioneer the outer planets, the new world, where our youth can go to fight for the new Mars and the old Earth. And protect freedom and
liberties,
media,
the Omicron death,
T-shirts and tennis shoes, and the American, Western civilizational way.
Queer hats and synoptic remotes.
And it's our burden, friend. It is a burden that we must take on, because, well, actually, no, we don't have to take it on, do we? Because isn't there something bigger than saving the world? Something called X-Day.
X-Day.
Yes, X-Day is approaching, friends. And your prayer partner, Reverend Ivan Stank, does not want to see you go unruptured on that precious day, that prophesied day that Bob said was coming, July 5th, 1998. This could be that year, friend. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what planet this is on anyway. And friends, the X-Day drill, actually, the event itself, the gathering, the great gathering of the sub-genii will occur from June the 30th to July 5th of this year they falsely call 2005 at Brushwood Center. Brushwood Folklore Center, Sherman, New York.
You're not going to learn much folklore over there. Report how folklorico this year are you? Know,
no, but there will
not
be the
too
bad
many dancing
film.
Ladies in red piper dresses or those people with the funny hats.
Well, the evil bad film drive-in will be there. Dr. Dark's bad film drive-in, as usual.
With evil popcorn and hot dogs to go with it.
Sideshow marvels, limbless geeks and cult figures, human fights.
People with one eye right in the middle of their bleeding forehead can read your mind and wish they couldn't.
The amino acids heard in the background.
DNA, which sponsors their activities.
Nude squid gigs, my friend.
And they're fun to eat as well as throw at passengers on this rickety train.
And the costume ball this year is with the theme of deities. Yes, yes, yes. Dress as your favorite false prophet. Build a huge false idol to worship.
Well, we've done that plenty of times before, my friend. We've built false idols all up and down this highway. Look at the skulls rising up high in the sky.
Look, there's the giant skull of Philo Drummond. He'll be there, too.
Yes. Shines, just like he shined his feet. And look, there's the skull of the Reverend himself. Ah, yes. Torpid vehicle, but it can still do wonders if you push the right buttons.
Oh, such torpidity. And friends, you'll get torpid as heck, and the naked frop baptism, or baptism, I should say, in the great heated pool of brushwood.
Bodies will float in the river. Gashes above their eyes and ears are not a thing to concern yourselves with. They have taken these wounds upon themselves. They're mad. They want only one thing. A new brain.
A new race. A new slack. A new Bob. Actually, we do want a brave new world, friends. Better than this chicken crap baloney we've been dealing with. And that's why Lonesome Cowboy Dave and the Mondo Retardo Band will be at X Day. It's why there'll be launchings. Why, look at that head fly through the air, followed by the brain and the soul and the soul brain mind and the fingerprints. Oh, that's beautiful. What a fine launching. Excellent
beautiful.
Form with his swing there. Dr. Band's friends to launch those heads. Like
fully
the aforementioned amino acids.
Fully licensed by the state of anxiety in which this lightning bolt strike it. Never mind it.
Frenzies of the doctors that'll pry your mind open just like this show does. Doctors for Bob, man.
It will open various doors for you. Look closely at these doors. A giant mahogany door with a beautiful silver clapper on the bell.
And a beautiful Reverend Nikki Death Chick whipping and spanking the guilty and the innocent until they're guilty again. And Sister Decadence. Yes, I just talked to her tonight on the phone. Making plans to be there all the way through July 5th, friend. It's on a Tuesday. But are you going to go back to work because you have more faith in Mammon than in Bob? Are you gonna do that and just skip
waiting for the saucers that beautiful 7 a.m. July 5th, Tuesday.
Skip on down like a bright, innocent child. Everything is sanctioned by the Knights Templar. There's no lost cheese or fried lightning bolts. Everything is square and juicy. You'll love it, little ones. And the little one will love yours.
And you know why? Because you know who else is going to be there, friend? You. That's right. You're going to be at X-Day. You're going to be with us on the saucers, ain't you? Because you're a subgenius minister. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be listening to this show. You wouldn't be able to listen to it without wanting to sign up, join up, and be a subgenius minister. Casting out devils and false prophets.
A lot to throw out. Yeah, a lot to cast out.
And sexing those frop nuns and nun snakes.
Oh, lots of sex and nuns.
You know, we're like any respectable, huge world religion. Our priests are sex fiends. That we don't chase after children because they're too small.
Oh, yeah. That's the main problem. They just don't fit right.
And friends, but we chase after them for their souls. We want to raise them, see that they're raised right and well.
Oh, es igual de todo.
There's nothing like nothing. You never saw anything so heartwarming as a whole field full of subgenius children on X Day morn, waiting for those saucers to come down, doing things that you wouldn't do normally, you know, because it's not usually the end of the world.
But you're not normal, and you can do That's these right. things. You can not only warm those hearts, you can
praise
cook them
Bob.
In a pan, and
praise
we're going to cook
praise
plenty.
Bob. It's a prosperity ministry.
Oh, yes.
It's a prosperity ministry, and it's a slack ministry. Friends, you'll learn how to slack off like a real slack-off artist.
No weepers here, no peepers, no silent green, no eyeballs, no nothing.
No human beings at Brushwood X-Day. And you can't get in unless you're a subgenius minister, and you can't be a subgenius minister unless you got the blood of the Yeti coursing through your veins. Ah, yes.
You're going to have a little card, maybe, huh? You're going to have maybe a little ID card that shows you've got the webbed feet and the right structure in the front of the brain where the parts go.
I've got that card in my pocket.
I've got mine in my pocket.
I ain't going to be caught on it. And you know how it's going to be there,
Joe's
friends?
Got a picture on it.
Princess, Doe's going to be there. And one of these days, her flock, you know, she's the queen of all the UFOs. And one of these days, them UFOs are going to be coming. They're going to be coming, friends. They're going to lift us up in glory because we've got subgenius minister's card in her pocket. And the rest, they're going to burn cruelly, torturously, because Bob is not a forgiving God. He's neither a wrathful God. He's a forgetful God. He's not going to pay any attention to what we're doing. We're probably going to be getting back once we've got those escape vessels at our command, armed with weapons beyond the, well, within the imagination of every subgenius. But beyond that of the pink boy, the normworm down below, who will be facing those weapons for the first time. Those bullies in school that tormented you, this is your chance for revenge.
And if you prefer, you can reconstruct these bullies in your mind and have them torture you all over again.
That's right. You can do everything you ever dreamed of all at once. It's like the perfect drug, and yet it's without drugs. It's Bob. It's Bob. That's all it is. It's just the love of Bob entering your heart and your mind. That's the main thing is Bob creeps into your head.
That face.
You know what I mean?
It's a face, man.
He's a big, big man, Bob is. That's why his face has been copied and put up everywhere. He's that smoking guy with the pipe.
I can't focus.
That's Bob. That's the Bob we're talking about.
I got so sick while I was driving, I almost had to pull off.
If you see some pipeless Bob, that's just a Bob.
That's a bad sign.
That's an A Bob. He's not of the true Bob's full nature unless he's got that pipe. And not every a-hole with a pipe is J.R. Bob Dobbs, my friend.
Yes.
But there are false prophets everywhere.
False prophets.
Horrible.
There are false omissions. There are sins begotten. There are dangerous situations. Spiritual situations. That escape. Oh, yeah.
This is false. Good false prophet.
In the meantime,
music.
Let's dance.
But of course, let's dance.
Oh, yeah. The bombs are exploding out the window, and I can see the flash. I can't hear a damn thing but the band.
Every other soldier has a pipe.
Yes, look at those handsome young lads off to die for what?
Speaking of dying for war and stuff, I think it's probably time for PR News and
Cha-cha-cha.
From PR News in Washington, I'm an arrogance of power. Consumer prices rose by a half percentage point in April, but the gain was largely caused by the traffic congestion.
Here's bet.
In stocks today, 1-2-1-3-10-4-6-4-6-30. The city of Los Angeles faces significant problems, including gang violence and the nation's worst PR news.
Satan in the White House. Satan in the White House.
People are dying all over the world, some by their own hands, some by accident. Soon a lot more people will die of starvation. Oh. And there's nothing we can do about it, nothing at all. Do you understand?
Satan in the White House. Satan in the White House.
People are dying all over the world, some by their own hands, some by accident. Soon a lot more people will die of starvation. Oh. And there's nothing we can do about it, nothing at all. Do you understand?
It's part of a major realignment by the Pentagon and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
Another zombie flick.
It's a different kind of church and state.
More violence.
Well, when I first heard this news, I am very surprised.
With 181 people bored.
Can fortune cookies produce a real fortune? What happened to keeping church and state separate?
The 1999 massacre at Columbine High School.
Government troops putting down an uprising there, fired into a crowd that included
Cat Stevens.
Night of the Living Dead, Land of the Dead, Where the Truth Lies.
Jane Milhans has
the lifestyle based on pretending that you're someone else.
Across the country, it was offensive.
We believe that the secretary has made a colossal grave.
Just, I was in shock.
$375 million hole.
Bigotry, profane, hatred, evil.
Done deal.
Torching police cars.
Sexually explicit.
Irrational.
Slip through the crack.
Condemn a culture.
Bite, 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 bite.
Let it slip.
Bang, 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 banger.
Unthinkable.
How corrosive that
U.S. intelligence.
Be. Angrily denounced authorities.
U.S. intelligence.
Blends fact and fiction. Gus Van Sant's last days.
It appears there's a discrepancy.
Born on the firecracker 4th of July, raised on football and MTV, never felt what it's like to have to fight to stay free. Vietnam, just a Time Life book memory. The mask is off again, this time nobody cares, but you can't keep dancing when your legs are blown away. Dive for oil, sucker. 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 You too can get your face shot off, so arms race tycoons won't have to get a real job. The Cold War's over, it was all a mirage. We could use that money, we got problems to solve. But we're not allowed a chance at the peace dividend, cause our psycho president's got his head in the sand. What kind of a Bush League double cross is this? Cheap oil? The price has already gone up. This still could wind up making Hiroshima look like a picnic. And keep in mind, Bush is a born-again Christian. Does he believe in Armageddon and the last generation? Die for oil, sucker. Sucker. Sucker.
Secretary of State
Jennifer Wilbanks
shot and wounded
President Bush.
He was elated.
Bush threatens everyone.
If there's any uncertainty
in any form, police changed the story.
Also, China, Korea
fled due to nerves.
Criminals convicted of the most heinous crimes
spent days searching for
food or water. It is
turned up across the country.
Backed up.
He's good. He's alive. He's real. He answers.
Jogging 3 days
down a road.
Baby, 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 back, 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 back. Praise the baby.
Leverage.
Leverage. Leverage. Leverage. Leverage. Leverage.
Each day I get up to take a breath, brush cobwebs from my spirit. I try to recall fractured dreams that drift away somehow. Seems half the time I yearn for death, the other half I fear it. I can't make up my mind, it seems. I guess I'll live for now.
Cheese. That'll cheer me up. Go to sleep. Then she drifts off from dreamland. You realize that you're...
Time is running out for the planet Earth.
Everything around me became suddenly unreal, as if in a dream.
For X Day.
Mr. Lincoln is just too soft.
And it ain't been done yet.
Is he with Bob?
It ain't been done yet.
It's coming!
Give it to me quick.
Coming!
Lincoln had unwound his legs, walked to an old oak desk and taken a wooden, and as he scratched his bottom, seedling took form.
To the flesh, serve one another.
Pain.
But they are all in doubt and the pursuit of.
To the flesh.
If you see them plowing, let him alone. Pinch him if.
Free at last. Free at last.
Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love.
We stand together. We stand together.
He'd be coming in all sweated up and laughing. He knew I liked that sort of thing.
Ancient legend.
Get your hands off, I'm not going in there.
A private man, Damas. We've been wanting to speak to you now because of your record. Sorry, important, misread piece of disinformation. Private Mandamus, it seems you've been working for the Skell Patrol for the last 3 months and haven't found one bloody drunk. You've just been writing these papers and handing them out. We can't allow this. We can, however, prohibit it. You see, that's how we work. But get your hands out of there.
I was breathing so softly. I could hardly rest my own temperature. I was convinced something had gone very, very wrong with my central nervous system. For instance, this pineal gland here. All I have to do is push the right buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, I can expand. Mm-hmm. I can become bigger or smaller. Oh, of course, it's not like before. I still have limitations. The Big Bang is over, so to speak. But I'll be back again someday. You know, they said the mind of God was damaged in the Big Bang.
And that's what the New Age is all about, man.
Yeah, man, brain damage.
God's got brain damage. Yeah, that means you're God. You can do your own thing. Age of Aquarius,
you
man.
Screwed up, but you're God, man. Like, it's so cool. It's like, you could be like an angst character, like Promethean James Dean of the old era type series
like,
or something.
It's like
and
there's
still
no
be
good
God,
or no
man.
Evil. There's just you, man. And it's like, you just do your own thing.
Yeah, unlike you know,
it's the new age.
Tao.
It's what you feel. That's what's real,
right,
man.
Right, the Tao is like, you know, balances like angst and joy, man. It's like, well, it's not real joy. It's closer to slack, actually. It's kind of a form of loose joy, which hardly ever assembles. Let's say it's hard to achieve. It's, hey, man.
Yes,
it's going to be all right.
Do something about him.
It's gonna be all right.
Friend,
wait,
I can tell
wait.
By the fact that you
it's
tuned
okay.
in.
It's
there
okay.
are some things I don't need to tell you. So, I'm not even going to bother. What is wrong with that guy?
It's all right.
He's okay, man.
He'll be okay.
He's been hanging around with Private Mandamus. See, he's been telling... all that crazy.
He'll be okay.
Stuff, you know?
He's gonna be all right.
Yeah. Look, see, his flesh tone is, it's not really a flesh tone, it's more of like a, he looks like the bark of a tree, or maybe, hey, it's an onion skin. Yeah, man, he's a vegetable.
Yeah, he just onion can't skin. Help that. That's just one of those.
He's the metaphor man.
Yeah, a little metaphor
like the
man.
Conspiracy itself, as you peel away the onion skin, yet there's another skin underneath, and you peel away that skin, and there's another skin. It's skin upon skin. That doesn't work when they start peeling skin off a lonesome cowboy Dave here now, does it?
Yeah.
You peel off one layer of skin, and he starts screaming. That's because there's only one layer to
there's
a sub-genius.
There's no metaphors here. Man,
what
it
you
ain't
see
like
is what
nothing
you get.
But what it is.
It's because we're the pure, the honest primates, the mandrills of the world, don't you see? Our purple behinds glow with pride and slackdomness because we've got Bob in them.
There's also the toxic material. We can also look at that aspect of it too, but sure, yeah, we're glowing. You need to get a glow on every day before you ride the bus. Some of us don't actually ride it. We just kind of take it around with us.
Friends, you're either on the bus or you're off the bus. You're either on the saucers or you're off of those saucers, my friend. For Reverend Ken Kesey, the great subgenius, a dues-paying subgenius minister, by the way,
I remember
said
when
that.
Neil Cassidy was achieving his penultimate years, talked like this, even though he's from Colorado, he still had a nasal twang that... a deviated septum, perhaps, but we're all deviated, you know.
This is where I should cut to a bunch of Neil Cassidy.
But you gotta have a lead, some eager, eccentric, sincere, maniacal, like Alexander, Donna Meade, you discovered that's pretty fair. Spencer, that's pretty fair for Tom Edison. Well, here we want someone who's like Tony Perkins, that's it. Somebody who is, who could be either way, but in this case, it's a definite neurotic thing already. I mean, like, he's obsessed with racing, as say Tony Perkins, as a sick cat, not being approved of and all, as the son, you see, would be. So he'd have a mania for auto racing, even though, like say Tony Perkins, wouldn't be good for football or wrestling or something. Why, this fellow can't race with a damn, or he's the poorest of the bunch. Yet it runs in the family. It's in his blood, you understand. Then we got this rural French garage-owning family that the uncle, brother, couple of the brothers, and father and
Neil Cassidy, but I
do you have any Jack Kerouac singing lonesome songs to the moon, arguing with himself, laying
on his mother's
couch?
No, you can't force Cassidy. Okay.
Kids, we're talking about ancient dead subgeniuses of the past, and that's what you'll be if you don't make sure that we have your correct address on our mailing list.
And this is how we salute them. For instance, we light two flowers for Jack Kerouac. For Neil Cassidy, we blow up five flowers. And for the others, we take the tiny little regimental everyday conspiracy bus and blow the ham thing to bluey.
But for Bill Hicks, we eat a whole can of black beans and lay around pyroflatulate all night long.
Forget about the rice. There's no need for it. It's an experience. It's hardly an experience.
It isn't a hallucination, my friend. It isn't pollution that harms the environment. It isn't your eyes that are seeing the wrong things. It's your face that's in the wrong place. You have visited yourself upon an ugly, angry world. A world of misconception and deceit. There, sit down on the toilet of love. Place your fanny, your pooty firmly on the place where... Why can't I just forget about it?
It's because we're not in the world of love, man. We're in the world of the hate.
The system change. Every system is an integral and downflowing dimension for making love and living change.
It's a bad idea, man. I mean, like, if I had my chance or my choice or my to have my own church or some, you know, to make a spiritual movement, you know, and reap souls and rape sloughs and, you know, gather unto myself the many from amongst the fumes and so forth. You know, like, if I could do that, you know, like, why would I become a slack genius or any of those other... Because, like, think of I mean, most of these people are like not like monopeds. They got like one foot.
I can dig that.
You know, like all deformed and everything. You know, some of like the big macrocephalic dudes, man. The guys with the big high foreheads. You know,
yeah,
the
right.
brain thing. They've got the the hardening of the skull and stuff. These are like the leaders of this church, you know.
The Overman.
Yeah.
Well, in some are the Underman. Actually, here. Speaking of which. I'll have you know, some of us are just regular, ordinary people.
Space was deemed to be empty.
Yes, I, Dr. Howell, am the mightiest of the submen, the undermen, the greatest in the lowerarchy. Of course, we're inferior to normal people, we undermen, but nonetheless, of this enormous army of gimps and wimps, I, Dr. Howell, approach common humanity the most. Though
enormous.
Subhuman and a subgenius, I am almost a human. At least we undermen understand what we undertake. We take down under the surface of what we understand, down, pulled down with the undertow into the underpinnings of the unconscious mind. In this substratum, we, the undermen, root and burrow our burrows, tunneling past roots and the warm earth smell of a bean burrow. And so, muchachos, no matter how macho you are, you're still just a little choco in the gazpacho.
Let me out of here! I'm boiling!
Play the game, Mark.
Keep that Swedish Godzilla away from me. Keep that sweet Godzilla away from me.
No, I can't.
Johan?
Yes,
your
fighter in the balls.
Godzilla? Yeah, I've been Godzilla. I am Godzilla. A tiny in the Kasha little town. Stockholm's not big enough for me. I'll have to take a ride by the Japanese Sea and smash Tokyo down. That was fun.
The Swedish Godzilla song by Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Swedish Godzilla.
No, the geography Godzilla song.
What the Godzilla song now?
It's the geography Godzilla song, apparently.
Oh,
these are all the places that Godzilla will be destroying during the coming time, followed shortly by the U.S. Army behind him. It's sort of a mop-up.
Stockholm, Tokyo, Osaka, Beijing, Seoul, Haiphong, Barzun.
And here they come.
Connie's got connections in Connecticut. Yes, she really has connections in Connecticut.
There goes Danbury.
So she was born out in Wyoming as a girl. She started roaming till she finally connected in Connecticut. One day she took a trip way down to Florida.
Oh, they're moving on to New York State.
And she called a real station down in Florida.
There goes Albany.
She became a baby cutie and was such a little cutie. And she soon had all the fellas there adoring her. Then Connie secured the leading role in a wonderful Broadway attraction. But she wouldn't stay on a great white way. The patient
action. I sometimes think what a great and wonderful thing it would be if our Lord Jesus would dress up in one of those Godzilla suits around Christmas time and come visit your neighborhood and perhaps my neighborhood. Just hang around. Maybe sing a song with a band or wear one of those funny 1938 haircuts. I think I'd love that more than anything except life itself. Except for this is a freaking life? Hell no! This is not life. This is a pee hole we've crawled into and can't get out of. I don't care, as long as I can see Jesus dressed like Godzilla. Oh, some funny Sunday. I don't know. Behind the pews or making the pew.
And that's why people join the Church of the Subgenius, friends, because we have holidays like X Day, where you can find Jesus dressed up like a Godzilla. Yes, it's true. Actually, they will have an ugly parade this year at... And who knows how Jesus will dress this particular time.
He could be wearing anything or maybe nothing at all, eh, monsieur? You know how Jesus gets.
If only his mom would dress that way.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm so happy she's a mammy, I'm the pappy, now Connecticut's my old hometown.
Yeah!
Connie!
In Free State, in these squids, these prairie squids. But as you can see, we only have four of them left. And you asked clearly here in your invoice, you said we sent you six. And this is a past future kind of thing. So, you know, if you don't really...
I just realized there's some credits that need to be given here that we just completely blew off. The PR news, of course, is from Mr. Fernando Nandy Leher. Leher. Oh, the lady... Her. And Reverend Norrell Pref of HeavyConfetti.com did a bunch of that citing in the White House and conflicting news reports and various mixes and chop-ups. The ordinary here. We heard Dr. Howell claiming to be an underman. And this is Uncle Onan Cannabite, Unclean One Cannabite in the background with the Onane Ain't Ain song.
Onane.
He owes no man. Listen to that.
Onane.
And friends, Phineas Narco of NationalCynical.com did a whole bunch of the mix-ups there. There was the For What It's Worth. There's something going on and something happening here at business there. Dr. Phineas Narco. So you see, somewhere out there in the world, there are some geniuses who care. Although they don't actually do anything, they really care.
May I just say right now in front of this August body that I'm wearing a pink lady's merkin underneath these silk panties. I'm a pubic merkin because for the love of Bob, whatever.
For want of something else to call him.
Bert. I prefer to call him less than I have in the past, that's for sure. I'm tired of listening to his blather. May I say right now that I'm having a dysfunction in my colon area. That perhaps
too much
my entire intestine may leap out like one of those alien things or whatever. I'll begin an argument with someone like that.
Too much information.
And I just say a bunch of non-entertaining, boring crap that irritates you.
Would you like a Kleenex?
Bob?
That grinning man with the pipe, the hale fellow that the past fears, claim does not even exist. People who deny the reality of Bob, who is lower than that? It's just like those wretches who would claim that Tarzan, Sherlock Holmes, and Robin Hood are fictitious characters. For surely our Bob is in their company, a heroic, happy madman who won't quit fighting until all humanity achieves slack, or at least that portion of humanity which is tied unto Bob, that which is Bob.
I was so glad when that pleasure saucer landed, but the pilot was drunk or something, and I made out pretty good balancing on one knee and all, but it was kinda awkward to hump while I had to play the cut off my foot with a pleasure saucer blues, but it was real nice of Bob to grow me a new foot, but it's a dinosaur thing and has claws, so now I can't wear a shoe on that foot, and people sure stare a lot, and I tend to walk in circles like this, ka-dunk, ka-dunk, ka-dunk. Crazy damn old Bob, I sure love him, but, well, he's nuts.
Hillpo Huey, dear friends. And this is Atomic Jefferson.
Dead possum in the road. Shaggy hair, pink tail. Your jaw is slack, your eyes. I believe your heart has failed. Dead possum in the road. They play dead sometimes. Don't you try to pick him up. He may bite. You know, when I was just a boy, my daddy was on his way home from work one evening and he saw a dead possum in the road. He stopped to get a closer look and he saw that it was a mama possum. She had some babies in her pouch and a couple of them was still alive. So he brought them on home to my brother and me. And we give them some water and some bread to eat. When it's big enough to go, we set them free. 'Cause you know, the wild's the only place a creature like the possum ought to be. I'll break them off something raw. Dead possum in the road.
Atomic Jefferson, totally dear amazing. Friends.
You know, I could just, you know, these guys sound like an early Leonard Skinner or something. You know, early. Like,
well, they're from Birmingham,
Southern,
Alabama.
You know, they got that Southern sound. Dude. Well, it's like grits and gravy. You know,
they're for real, like God's people tend to be.
I doubt if they're for real, Stan.
No offense, you Yankees just don't speak God's language.
We don't have the physical mechanics.
Nor play God's guitar.
We don't have the demonic tongue you Southerners do.
Nor God's harmonica.
No,
we can't eat God's beans.
But we play Satan's fiddle like Charlie, what's his
oh, yeah.
fat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got that satanic fiddle playing down.
Oi, got Charlie. Tu tenga la.
This is a special meeting, and I'd just like to remind everybody seated here that they're not supposed to be in those seats. There's something seriously wrong with your pants and your stuffing. The places we've had marked are inferior to the original places, and they're translated into stellar material. Some of you will be evaporated, and the rest of you will become like mother's milk. That's right. You'll become like soft, screwy, smelly.
Like the cream that runs down the side of Bob's pipe.
Like the unconscious underman and the macho muchachos.
Can you feel Bob swelling up in you down there?
Are you just a repetitious simian with nothing on your mind except for that blank check?
Did you say something about blank chicks?
Yeah.
We're looking for blank chicks and lads.
We're looking for blanker chicks.
Who can be filled in by Mr. Fill in the Blank himself, J.R. Bob the Dobbs.
I remember Phil Dirt and the Dozers, my favorite band.
They were a great band.
But not as great as Fill in the Blanks.
And Phil was cool. And I remember Jethro Tull of Jethro Tull. He was a cool fella, too. He was in
now,
the studio.
How did you meet him? How'd you come up with
used to be in commercial radio. And of course, that was before the accident.
It wasn't
and
an accident. That's another thing. It's real, isn't it?
Bankruptcy. And
was on purpose, wasn't
iron
it?
Iron lung and the...
Well, in your case, it looks more like a copper
mask.
Yeah, we're dealing with some inferior metals here.
The iron butt.
Oh, man.
And the iron suit. I am your father.
And the iron fist of...
What is the iron fist?
The iron fist
it's
of
like
the...
It's like the iron fish.
Tish.
Yes.
Revenge of the shit. That is the theme of our
Tish
show
means
of
dish in German, don't it?
How they take
Tish.
Something great and turn it into utter crap.
Oh, pish-cash.
Like this show. Like this whole radio station once we got here.
Tommy, can you feel me?
Can you hear me, though? Can you feel me? Can you see me?
Tommy?
It's a lot of malarkey.
Can you see me?
Tommy?
Can you feel
me? Can you smell me yet? I wasted my pants again.
Are you wasted?
Can you hear me, Tommy? Hey, you're not Tommy. You're just another scale in the road.
I hear you feel the seed rising up.
Bob's a coming, friends. And you can get more of that man, Bob, if you just write for free information from the Church of the Subgenius. That's right, the information's free. You know, I love saying this because nobody just about ever does this, but you can.
But you sound
actually
so cool.
Drop
when you
a
it.
Card to you Subgenius like- Foundation at, nope, not Dallas, Texas no more. No, not Austin, Texas. Nope. They don't need slack in Texas anymore, or
no,
maybe it's too good for them.
DNA but level C.
Here at DNA level C, friends, that's post office box. Got that pencil ready? Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118.
And it's an address you won't want to miss.
It's an address, all right, that she's wearing down there at subgenius.com.
But look, once again, the pubic goatee is growing out of the top of her skull. Oh, that's mighty, mighty interesting. I can't breathe.
It's okay. It's going to be all right. I'm telling you. I keep trying to tell you. It's going to be all right.
You think it's really going to be all right?
Yeah, man.
Princess Wea is always saying that.
I didn't like Red Mist. I didn't like Search and Destroy. I didn't like any of the other war rides at this freaking carnival, man.
I know, but I have it on good authority that it's going to be all right, okay?
I don't like authority figures either. I like figurines, you know, little tiny gnome things you put in the back
of
your head.
It's figurines you have to worry about, dude.
I know, yeah. Hey, look, they're all like us. They're all these figurines. Some of them have too much rouge on the left side of their head.
With Tuesday's election, Joseph Rat choked the new Pope. Joseph Rat choking pregnant teens. Deep. Joseph Rat choked the new Pope.
Have you dug his seed?
Yes, ma'am. You ready now?
Car.
Somewhere in outer space, God has prepared a place for those who trust him.
It's X Day, friends. God's prepared it for you.
Yes, with lots of specially prepared things just for you.
Well, hoop-dee-doo.
One negative guy. I'm going to pound him. What a jerk. God, I hate these people. You have no idea. It's unbelievable to me.
The pinks, the mediocritans, the humans, the normals.
Eli, Lama, Sophosthenes.
Sullen, misguided, drunks and criminals. Can't something be done? He is given a bath and a pair of clean pajamas. Followed home, dirt, confusion. Here in the rear of dead, best psychological test.
But I don't want to do that.
Gargoyle's coming down.
As the months pass, Benton sees Johnny frequently, sometimes at the community swimming pool. It was a never-to-be-forgotten experience for the boy. This is fun, fascinating.
Gee, that was dumb, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Today my mother killed me.
Who are you?
Who do you think I am?
I'm asking the questions here.
Who are you? I am anger, and I am lies.
Who are you?
Joseph R. McCarthy.
Face me! Guilt! 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 Guilt!
Yes! Joseph R. McCarthy.
Distinction!
You guys don't play fair, do you?
Don't have to.
You don't have to, do you?
No.
CBS Radio Network.
I was unfairly.
Distinction!
And irresponsibly smearing innocent people from behind the cloak of congressional immunity.
Distinction!
I gave no evidence. A typical McCarthy mixture of quarter truths, half truths, and untruths. Almost every one of McCarthy's charges are a warmed-over rehash of charges made before. It's half-truths and untruths. McCarthy is lying. The American people expect McCarthy is lying. Well,
guilt!
McCarthy was a scandal-monger and a hate-monger.
57 people died as a result.
Revenge of
the Dukes and Stooges who have been planning disaster for America.
Maybe they just never grew up. Boys will be boys. It's awesome.
They pulled it off.
people don't get.
Loving someone till you kill them.
The ash cloud alone reached 80,000 feet. Another blast isn't out of the question.
It came out, and it was amazing.
Let's move forward.
SUV, making it harder.
Kill him for that. Who's on first? Dick.
A flash flood.
J. Robert.
Yes, but you've got to be brilliant to pull this off under pressure.
Yeah, just do it. And he would do it, and he would do it fast. I think we do need to put on the table that
we have
mutual assured destruction policies.
A bunch of collage material there by Norel Pref at heavyconfetti.com.
He's lost his faculties.